Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nick Shook, he's going to join us. He is the Shookie Cookie. He is from NFL.com, and he covers the NFL. Man, he's great. He's all over the place, does a fantastic job. So he's going to join us in about 17 minutes. We'll talk to him. Coming up at high noon, Matt Wilhelm, former Ohio State linebacker. Oh, man, former Super Bowl champion with San Diego Chargers. We're going to talk to him coming up here at high noon. I'm looking forward to that, too. I was thinking of just talking about Ohio State for a second. I was thinking of, like, these iconic moments in Ohio State football history. And, you know, part of that was, you know, obviously the scoop and score from last Friday night. And it was amazing. And then I started thinking of, like, these images that are everlasting for you when it comes to Ohio State football. And one of those was him and Kenny Peterson kissing the crystal football when they won the national championship.
Glad you went on there.
Well, it
wasn't the image I had in my mind.
Well, you had to interrupt me in the middle of what I was saying, so I'm just glad
you were
able to.
I thought, wait a minute, is there more?
Yes, there was more.
Good.
There's
more.
Yes, of course. The crystal football. Do you remember that picture? In fact, he had a bobblehead that I still have at home. They did, like, one of the gas stations did four bobbleheads from that national championship team, and he had one. So I just thought it was cool. It's him, you know, holding
one of the gas stations.
Well, do you know which one it was?
I'm guessing it was a chain.
It was a chain, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
One that is probably
not just one.
One that's all over Ohio.
I'm Dave. I own a gas station. I made bobbleheads.
You want your own? Come on in. We'll make you your own bobblehead. God, you what? Make one out of a beer can. Look at this. Oh, I cut myself. Not good. Sam Darnold, we just talked about, $40 million, right?
Let's find us a quarterback.
Yeah, so, but is he the answer? Like, I don't
Where,
know that
in
that's...
Cleveland?
Yes, is
no,
he the answer
I don't,
here?
I do not see...
It's kind of hard...
I do
to,
not see
like,
that.
I don't know how Minnesota walks away from a quarterback that won 14 games this year.
I do.
Because of the last two?
Nope.
Why?
Because you drafted J.J. McCarthy after you signed Sam Darnold. Think about Atlanta.
Okay.
Think about Kirk Cousins, who we're going to dig into on Thursday. They signed Kirk Cousins as a free agent in Atlanta. He's all happy. Why? Because his wife's family lives in Atlanta, and he's like moving to be around the relatives. Hey, great. They're going to pay me out the wazoo, and I'm getting to live where I want to live. Great. Oh, wait a minute. You drafted Michael Penix. That's dirty pool. Well, I'm sure when Minnesota signed Darnold, they said, hey, we're looking quarterback in the draft. And then they did. I mean, you're not going to... I could have seen them keeping Sam Darnold in Minnesota on a franchise tag for a year if it had ended better. The two games, biggest games of the year, your offense didn't play well. Who leads the offense? The quarterback. You have Daniel Jones sitting there. You have J.J. McCarthy just waiting. So between those two guys, you can hold down quarterback. And Darnold showed that he's a good quarterback this year. But did he show he's capable of winning everything? That was his first playoff
experience. But if you're Minnesota
a
year from now, right? Let's say you're a year. And by the way, McCarthy's still, you know, he's coming back from injury, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And he had to have a second surgery.
I mean, I just think it's kind of tough to walk away from a quarterback that won 14 games for you. I understand the kind. Like, if you
How'd
looked
Jaden
at this.
How'd Jaden Daniels look this year?
He looked good.
How'd Bo Nix look?
Oh, but, Jeff, there are. I mean, every once in a while you get a rookie that looks good, okay? It happens. It's the NFL.
This year you did. That's for sure.
But I can't base my decision on J.J. McCarthy because of Jaden Daniels. And I also know that I had a proven quarterback that won 14 games this year. I mean, things went sideways the last 2 weeks. Two big weeks, especially because it was a huge seeding difference for you by not winning that game the last week of the regular season. Right?
So what would you do? If you're Minnesota, what would you do? And if you're Sam Darnold, what would you do?
After 14 wins, it's hard not to franchise tag him. I think I'd franchise tag him, figure out what's going on with McCarthy, and when McCarthy's ready, it's only 1 year. You're
going to pay a guy $41 million, 40 whatever it is, to sit.
What's someone else going to get him for? And he doesn't necessarily have to take – I mean, they could do another one-year deal and not take the franchise tag, right? There's no law that says he's got to take that. That's just something.
True.
What's the other tag that you can do?
Is it the transition tag?
Transition tag. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, is that in play here? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, you could put the transition tag on him, but the thing is somebody else can swoop in and pay him more.
Right.
But I don't remember all the transition tag rules. I'm not going to lie.
It allows a team to retain a player who is about to become an unrestricted free agent. And so the tag gives the original team the right to match any offer.
That's what another it is. Team.
Yeah. So
all season long, Spotrac, they kind of keep an eye on all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Projected Darnold's value at the end of the year at $35 million on a 4-year deal.
Okay. So,
On a 4-year deal. That would have been pretty good. And then as the season went on and they're winning and winning and winning and winning, they jumped it to $55 million per year.
Wow.
And see, these last two games cost him that money.
$20 million.
And if he had been the winning quarterback against Detroit in the season finale, they'd still be sitting there waiting to play their first playoff game.
True.
And then all of a sudden, he's looking at a lot more money. These last two games probably cost him, what do you think, $40 million, $50 million in guaranteed dollars?
Guaranteed
dollars.
Yeah, on a 4-year deal. Yeah, on a 4-year deal. But
some team is still going to jump up and give him a big contract because that's what NFL teams do. I mean, you don't think the Raiders could put him to use?
Sure. Yeah, no, I totally
think the Raiders
see that.
Could be a great fit.
But at what price?
If you're Darnold, you want to go to a team that's not as good and maybe regress.
What are the Raiders going to pay him?
Any team's going to pay him $40 million or so a year.
So you think,
for 4 years, so $160 million, with about $100 million guaranteed,
maybe. You still need a quarterback, right? Because you don't know if JJ's totally healthy. You're going to have to kind of work him into the system.
I would think that they have a pretty good idea where JJ McCarthy's health is.
I do, too. I just don't. So ideally, if you're Minnesota, you want to bring in a quarterback at $20, $25 million? A secondary quarterback?
I think they have their quarterback. And I think it's JJ McCarthy. And if they're not convinced that he's the guy, if I'm the Browns, I'm picking up the phone and I'm offering him the number 2 pick for J.J. McCarthy. Because I think he's better than anybody coming out this year. See, if they decide that they want to go with Sam Darnold, they can make a haul if they want to trade J.J. McCarthy. All of the football analysts, all of the prognosticators say he's a better quarterback than anybody coming out this year.
Just everything that I read made me think that they're all in on JJ. I get it.
That's why they drafted him.
I understand that. But it's still hard to walk away. No, it's not.
You just saw the last two games.
Come on, man. I know, but still.
You saw the two most critical games of the year, and your quarterback didn't play very well. He was okay at best.
I'm trying to bring him back, but at less than $40 million. That's what I'm doing. I know you love Darnold. I'm like, whatever. I mean, truthfully, I don't care if he plays there or not. I'm trying to look at this from an objective point of view where I'm kind of ripping the name off the back of the jersey, and I'm saying to myself, I got a quarterback. He won me 14 games this year. In the last two games at the end of the year, he did not look good, and we didn't get to go very far in the playoffs. But we wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for him. And yet I've got a guy who's young and unproven that we had a pretty, what was he, 9th overall pick, 10th overall pick in the draft?
10.
So, I'm looking at this kid going, he's going to be my future. How do I marry this for 1 year? That's what I need to figure out.
If you're the
Browns. How do I marry it for a year?
If you're the Browns and you could figure out the money, would you bring him in?
Yeah, sure I would. I'd bring in anybody right now. Dan, anybody that knows how to win some games.
No.
Dan doesn't like
that. How much? I mean, what if you got a minute?
He thinks Sam Darnold is Mike McCarthy's illegitimate son.
No, I think Sam Darnold is a point-and-shoot quarterback. I think Sam Darnold is the quarterback. If your head coach wants to play quarterback, Sam Darnold's your quarterback. He actually makes sense for what Kevin Stefanski wants to do. I'm just not paying him $40 million.
And yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. So, but you're not saying you wouldn't bring him in. You just wouldn't bring in at $40
million. I'd bring him in for like 20.
But yeah, that's not going to get it done.
But that's not going to get it done. No, that's unrealistic.
Somebody's going to pay him.
The thing with but Sam Darnold.
Would you just, if you could figure it out and forget the money, would you drop him in here at quarterback in Cleveland?
Yes, I would.
If I could get him for a price tag that I feel comfortable with, yeah, but there's a Sam Darnold ceiling that everyone will have to wrap their head around.
At least there is so far. Again, the guy's, he turns 28 next summer. He's played in one playoff game.
I feel pretty comfortable saying it.
I know, you're very confident in everything you say.
That's not totally true, but alas.
I stopped myself, and that's good. I would think he could come here and do certainly a better job than anything we've seen out of a Browns quarterback.
Now that I'll agree with you.
In years.
You saw it the last two games, and you've seen it in between every so often. He still gets the Sam Darnold short circuit.
I think
he gets pressure, and all of a sudden it all crumbles.
I think if we're going to throw the money into it, I think there are probably better fits out there for the Browns than paying a lot of money for Sam Darnold. And again, I like Darnold. I'd be more than okay if he was the quarterback on this team. More than okay with it. Because I think he'd be an upgrade over anybody we had this year and last year. And I know Joe Flacco played well here
last year. But is it Sam Darnold and Cam Ward? Is it Sam Darnold and Shedeur Sanders? Right?
No, if it's Sam Darnold here, you're not drafting a quarterback at two. See, that's the thing. Then you're probably going out and signing a guy like Zach Wilson. Signing a guy like Trey Lance. Signing Kyle Trask. You're going to sign one of these young guys to come in here and be here with him. And keep DTR. Interesting.
Yeah. I think it's
an interesting situation because the guy certainly played his way into a contract and then had two games that made everybody doubt how big that contract should be. Really interesting.
Yeah, it also puts in the back of my mind that the quarterback matchup on Monday could be interesting for the Browns too. Either Riley Leonard or Will Howard. If the Browns are looking to, like, you're right. If you want Darnold, you're not picking a quarterback at two, right?
That's correct.
And so I agree with that. I just started thinking ahead. I'm like, okay, so what's the right pairing? If you wanted to go after Darnold.
Yeah, but let's not think that you're going to get a guy in the third or fourth or fifth round who's your future quarterback. You might find a guy there who you can play
New England
and develop.
Didn't think that, Jeff.
And get lucky
Bill
with.
Bill Belichick figured out how to do that.
But we know how it works. Look around the league.
I know. All right, let's come back. We're going to get more insight on the NFL. Nick Shook from NFL.com is going to join us. Matt Wilhelm at noon to talk Buckeyes. John Schumann at 1:00, all straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.